All right, guys. Due to popular demand, I'm going to give a couple of recordings, Mr. Hashem, of Ali Shore. We're going to go with Keseder. So we're up to Perek Shishi. We're in Sha'ar Rishon. And he is here. He brings down three different letters that he wrote to Talmidim with various issues that they had. And he doesn't give us the letter that the Talmud wrote to him. He doesn't give us that, but he gives us his response. And, you know, through the response, we can kind of piece together what the question was, what the issue was that he was dealing with, what the student was dealing with. So we'll start with Michtav Rishon. He says, Yedidi Hayekar, my dear one. Mama orani margish itcha itcha et tzarcha al limud she'eino holech. How much do I feel you? I feel with you. I feel for you. Your pain about your learning that's just not going. In quotes, eino holech. It's not going. Kashel lecha litrakez b'shiur. It's difficult for you to pay attention during shir. Im chavrutot incha mishtaveh. With your chavrutot, it doesn't work out. Hagad l'nekudat ha-shafel, you've reached a low point. Beinach mechapes etzod, and you're looking for etzod, you're looking for advice. Ech letzev mimatzav zeh, how to get out of this situation. Yedidi, my dear one, bematzavim ke'ele, in these kinds of situations, muchachim mikodem levarer, we first have to clarify, ketzad higiu l'kach, how did we get into this situation? And then when we know the reason for it, we'll find the etza, the advice of how to get out of it automatically. So let us contemplate a little bit. What has caused you to reach this place of depression? Like, check yourself. For many months you were learning. You were serving Hashem. Haita Ali Zumurutse, you were very cheerful and you were very appeased by your situation. Upitom, and all of a sudden, Kaev, you're in pain, Atzvut, you're sad, Choser Itras Ksut, you have a lack of concentration, Vi Atzlacha, and no success. How do you explain this to yourself? How do you explain to yourself this occurrence that happened to you? Behold, you are among friends. You're all involved in one thing. You're all listening to one shir. You're all struggling together to understand, to go deeper, liskor, to remember, lishol, to ask questions, the tahrets, to answer questions. And when you're in such a situation, all of the talents of each individual are revealed. Struggling, working hard in learning, grabs a hold of all of the powers, the intellectual powers that the person has. And working hard into entering into service of Hashem, that grabs a hold of all the emotional powers a person has. Learning in depth requires you to use all of your intellectual facilities, and serving Hashem, specifically probably means here tefillah, but in other areas as well. So serving Hashem also requires you to use all of your emotional facilities. And with the revelation of each individual's positive attributes, positive powers that he has, we also reveal the boundaries of his abilities. He's going to explain. You look at your friend. Zezikaron, this one has memory. Zachran. This one remembers everything. But you, Shochech Meher, you forget things quickly. This one grasps everything very quickly. and easily. Vata, but you, beketzaviti, you're slow to get it. Filafamim bekoshi, and many times also with great difficulty. V'shtei eile hein be'emet ma'alot mavrikot. And these two levels, these like dargas, these milas, are truthfully, they're two milas that are very shiny. They stick out. Zikaron v'atfisa mi'ira, the memory and the quick grasp. These are two things that are very, they stand out. What do you have, you know, corresponding to that? Keshetafasta inyan, when you grasp a topic, acharei malarav, after great toil, hinchama mikla vino, behold, you go deep to understand it. The ilu chamercham mahir v'tizato, whereas your friend, who's really quick in grasping things, shitchi b'avanato, he's still very superficial in his understanding. Ata, you, kishachazarta le'inyan achad kama v'kama pamim, when you do chazara on one thing, many, many times, achu barur lecha levli shechecho b'meira, until it becomes clear to you without you forgetting it quickly, hincha margish yishecha kinyan atzmi b'mashamalta, you then feel that you have a kinyan, a personal kinyan, in which that you were toiling. V'simcha gedola mitoer b'libcha, and a great simcha is awakened in your heart. Havercha, your friend, Hazachran, the one who is very good memory, he doesn't feel the kinyan, the acquisition that he makes, the personal acquisition that he makes with the things that he learns. And therefore, the words of Torah that he learns do not penetrate into the depths of his soul and fill up his heart, like they do to yours. Hey, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'bocher b'Torah natan lecha lekol hakochot adrushim kedei shetekabel chalakacha b'Torah. Behold, it is true. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the one who has chose the Torah, he gave you all of the powers that you need in order to receive your chelek in Torah. Tuchal varich b'simcha rabo lechol boker. You can break the bracha, make the bracha with a great simcha. Every morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzorki. Okay, the bracha that we make in the morning, where we thank Hashem for giving us everything we need. Usually, we have in mind on that what? Shoes, right? He says, no, it's Gam Begashmi, it's Gam Baruchni, it's everything you need, Kipshuto, everything you need. Every morning we say that bracha. We have to know it for true, that everything we need, Hashem gave us. But whether it's Gashmias, whether it's Ruchnias, Kol Ma Shetzarich Li B'Kedei Lemalot Tafkidi Ba'Olam, everything that I need in order to fulfill my job in this world, Kol Adarush Li Lezakos Lechelki B'Torah, everything that I need in order to merit my portion of Torah, HaKol Hu Yisbarach Nasan Li. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. All right, we'll stop here, guys.